This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nominations of 44 candidates filed for National Assembly election scheduled for January 25th. A group of Nepali Congress leaders called party special general convention on January 11th as per party statute. Nepali Congress appeals leaders and cadres not to participate in special general convention called individually or by office bearers. And U.S. President Trump says Venezuela will hand over up to 50 million barrels of oil to U.S. Now, the news in detail. Nominations were filed today for the National Assembly member elections scheduled to be held on the 25th of January. Elections are to be held for a total of 18 members. According to the Election Commission, complaints against the candidates who filed nominations today can be lodged on Thursday, January 8th. Similarly, candidates may withdraw their nominations on the 11th of January, and the final list of candidates will be published on the same day in the afternoon. Election symbols will be allotted to candidates on the 12th of January, and voting has been scheduled for 25th of January at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Meanwhile, as per the agreement of the Alliance for the National Assembly election, 9 candidates from the Nepali Congress have filed their nominations. Earlier, a meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee held this morning had finalized the names of 9 candidates. Similarly, 8 candidates from the CPN-UML have also filed their nominations. Likewise, 18 candidates from the Nepali Communist Party have also filed their nominations. After the decision on the party unification between the Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal and the Loktantrik Samajwadi Party, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal Chairperson Mahanta Thakur has filed his nomination in Madhya Province. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has introduced a new regulation concerning communications within the Election Code of Conduct. The Nepali Congress leaders who are in favor of the party's special general convention have called for the special general convention as per the party's statute. Organizing a press conference in Kathmandu today, they said that the special general convention is being held coming January 11th and 12th. The leaders determined that the special general convention was indispensable to make the Nepali Congress strong, dynamic and in favor of the people in the existing difficult political scenario. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has appealed to all party leaders and cadres not to take part in any activities carried out in the name of convention or special general convention that is called individually or by party office bearers or members, stating that such activities are against the party statute. Issuing a press release today, the party central office urged office bearers and members at all levels, members of the General Convention Committee, General Convention representatives, sister and well-wisher organizations, as well as office bearers, not to get involved in such activities. The Home Ministry has issued a 10-point directive to all 77 district administrations to maintain religious tolerance. The ministry also asked the administrations to take legal action against unlawful activities and coordinate with political, social, cultural and religious leaders to promote harmony. Meanwhile, all side meetings in Birganj yesterday agreed to hold ongoing protests leading to the lifting of curfew, with officials and stakeholders committing to maintain discipline, goodwill and a peaceful environment. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial held discussions with office bearers of the Madhesi Commission and the Muslim Commission. According to the Home Minister's secretary, the discussions were held focusing on the incidents of communal tolerance erupted in some districts of Tarai Madhesi. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has highlighted the need to strengthen the economy while ensuring the protection and security of economic activities. Addressing a meeting on revenue leakage control, the Finance Minister emphasized improving coordination among agencies, noting that tackling revenue loss requires joint efforts. This news comes from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीडे
जहां भए परी पाउनु होस हामी संगे
को
कॉल गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has said that he has not yet decided whether to contest the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5th, inaugurating the 29th Establishment Day celebration of the Federation of Nepali Journalists. Bhaktapur chapter today, the minister, who also serves as the government spokesperson, questioned the credibility of reports claiming that he would be competing in the election. He also clarified that as of now he has neither decided to contest the election nor join any political party. Now, sports update. Nepal has announced a 15-member squad for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026, set to be played in India and Sri Lanka from the 7th of February to the 8th of March. Rohit Podial will lead the team with Dipinder Singh Airy serving as vice-captain. Nepal, placed in Group C, will begin their campaign on the 8th of February against England at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium. Nepal will also face West Indies, Bangladesh and Italy in the remaining group stage matches. You are listening to Radio Nepal JFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has unveiled a plan under which Venezuela will turn over 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to be sold by the U.S. days after it abducted the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. Al Jazeera cited Trump as saying that proceeds from the sale of oil will benefit the people of Venezuela and the U.S. China, which has been the biggest buyer of Venezuelan oil in recent years, has condemned Trump's announcement as well as the U.S. reported demands that Venezuela gives its oil exclusively to them. Meanwhile, condemnation of the abduction of Maduro continues to grow as United Nations Security Council, including U.S. allies, condemn Washington's actions. Meanwhile, Venezuela's interim leader Delcy Rodriguez said no foreign agent is running Venezuela, despite Trump's repeated claim that he is in charge of the country. U.S. President Donald Trump has been discussing a range of options to acquire Greenland, including the use of military, the White House said. The BBC cited the White House as saying that the acquiring Greenland, a semi-autonomous region of NATO member Denmark, was a national security priority. The statement came hours after European leaders issued a joint statement rallying behind Denmark, which has been pushing back against Trump's ambitions for Arctic Island. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, while it will be mainly fair in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Mist will prevail at many places over the Terai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nominations of 44 candidates filed for National Assembly elections scheduled for January 25th. A group of Nepali Congress leaders calls party special general convention on January 11th as per party statute. Nepali Congress appeals leaders and cadres not to participate in special general convention called individually or by office bidders. And U.S. President Trump says Venezuela will hand over up to 50 million barrels of oil to U.S. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.